A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号教书匠小夏。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode for 夏说英文晨读。 This is Jimmy. In today's newsChinese tech brand Xiaomi unveils new Alive brand identity. 各位晨读的小伙伴们，大家早上好，欢迎来到夏说英文晨读，我是齐敏。今天早上为您带来的这篇新闻是小米手机发布了全新的标识 logo。 当你看到这个新标识，可能会心里一愣，不会是我眼花了吧，不就是磨了个边吗？但是您千万可别这么想啊，这标识呢其实大有来头。那具体新闻内容如何呢？首先我会为你朗读一遍新闻，希望你在听新闻的同时不要去看原文，看看自己能够听懂多少。此外呢，我向你强烈推荐有灵外刊精读特训营，只要你坚持学习，学费将全额原路退回。希望你和我一样把英文学习当成一种习惯。种一棵树最好的时间是十年前，其次是现在，只要你想开始，什么时候都不算晚。即刻在公众号下说英文晨读回复外刊两个字报名参加吧。 Alright, without any further ado, I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. Chinese tech brand Xiaomi is certainly one for experimentation. From transparent TVs to USB-powered fridge tanks, seriously, the company is known for its weird and wonderful gadgets. But...If you were expecting its new logo revealed at the company's mega launch event to be as innovative as its products, prepare for disappointment. In a launch video, designer Kenya Hara claims that the new logo is not just a simple design of the shape, but it is in fact an encapsulation of Xiaomi's inner spirit. In fact, the logo is intended to convey the essence of a single word, alive. Okay then.
好，那么新闻读完了，我们一起来看一下。首先来看新闻的第一句。
Chinese tech brand Xiaomi is certainly one for experimentation. From transparent TVs to USB-powered fish tanks. Seriously, the company is known for its weird and wonderful gadgets.
好，那么首先一开头句子主语是 Chinese tech brand Xiaomi,中国科技品牌小米。然后说它呢是 is certainly one for experimentation, 说它当然是一个值得尝试的品牌。
Experimentation, 是从它的名词 experiment 过来的。Experiment 其实我们在上高中的时候都学到过，表示有实验的意思，这个我们都知道，一般是科学实验。
但是这个 experimentation, 它虽然也有实验的意思，但是往往呢暗含着一种体验尝试的感觉。
So when you try doing something to find out what it feels like,
就是尝试做某事来体验这种感觉。哦，比如说男生到了青春期的时候看到大人抽烟就有一种想尝试的这种冲动。
For example, I can say, experimentation with smoking is harmful.
尝试抽烟会有害健康。所以呢，作者这里说的 experimentation, 它更多的是强调表示尝试体验。言下之意就是说，小米当然值得尝试。为什么值得尝试呢？后边就具体解释说明了。
From transparent TVs to USB-powered fish tanks, seriously, the company is known for its weird and wonderful gadgets.
从小米的透明电视到智能 USB 驱动鱼缸，不开玩笑，这家公司的设备是出了名的既奇怪又好用。
Be known for,
这个表达非常常见了，对吧？表示因什么什么而出名。后面那个 gadget 表示这个设备或者是一个小玩意儿。这第一句呢，你可以明显看出来作者其实并没有调侃，绝不是无中生有、暗度陈仓、凭空想象、凭空捏造。 因为小米确实出过这些东西，虽然奇怪，但是真好用啊。它是先陈述事实，然后后面呢来了个急刹车啊。我们来看一下新闻的第二句
，But if you were expecting its new logo revealed at the company's mega launch event to be as innovative as its products, prepare for disappointment。
啊，但是如果啊你很期待小米在盛大的新品发布会上展出的新 logo 能像它的产品一样那么有新意，那不好意思，估计你要失望了。啊，这句话是明显在调侃了啊。
Innovative 其实就相当于是 new and original，
那就是创新的。这个词呢大多数用来指方法设计或者是其他东西很有创新，比如说 innovative design， 创新的设计。Innovative approach to the problem， 创新的解决方法。你可以看到这位作者写的确实还挺好玩的，对吧？一开始呢他是一本正经啊，说小米这个牌子挺不错的，你看人家又有透明电视又有智能鱼缸，虽然吧听起来有点怪，但其实确实挺好用。然后第二句呢就开始调侃啊，不过嘛这个新 logo 嘛，就不像他们家产品那么有创意了。好，然后接下来就直接开启嘲讽模式了啊。我们来看新闻第三句。
In a launch video, designer Kenya Hara claims that the new logo is not just a simple design of the shape, but it is in fact an encapsulation of Xiaomi's inner spirit. In fact, the logo is intended to convey the essence of a single word, alive.
Okay then. 这句话比较长，我们来拆一下。首先看第一句是说，在发布视频当中，设计师 Kenya Hara 称新标识不只是简单的外形设计，事实上它是小米内在精神的封装，或者说是小米内在精神的载体。
Encapsulation 这个词是一个核心词，
它的词根呢 capsule 其实就表示囊，就是胶囊那个囊，前面那个前缀呢 in 呢表示在什么之内，所以呢 encapsulation 意思呢就是胶囊化或者是封装。顺便多提一句，这位设计师是日本国际著名的设计师原研哉Kenya Hara。 传闻啊，小米的最新 logo 花了200万，而且是历时3年设计而成。好，我们再来看下一句。
In fact, the logo is intended to convey the essence of a single word, alive.
Okay then. 说事实上，这个标识意在传达一个词的精髓，是生命感， alive。但显然呢，这篇新闻的作者并不接受这个所谓的设计理念啊，也实在无法理解它的精髓，所以下一句就直接嘲讽拉满说 OK then， 好吧好吧，那我也没什么好说的了。就像说好吧你长这么漂亮，哎呦你说什么都对哈。调侃完我们再来学一个表达，叫做
something is intended to convey。
这个 convey 表示的意思就是传达传递，那么这个意思呢就是某物意在传达什么什么，比如说我们的汉字其实呢某种程度上传达的就是我们中国人的精神。
Chinese characters are intended to convey some sort of Chinese spirit。
有网友呢就调侃啊，说这个 logo 呢是一个被生活磨平了棱角的 logo。 Anyways， 我想雷总如果看了这篇新闻的话，估计也只是会为之一笑，毕竟啊我这位老乡演唱会在 B 站上都开了，还有什么不愿意的呢。好，新闻讲完，我们接下来就一起来回顾一下这两个重点表达。第一个是 experimentation， 注意这个词的读音啊，比较长啊，表示实验，但是它侧重强调的是一种体验尝试，比如说
experimentation with smoking is harmful。
好，下一个表达 something
is intended to convey，
okay， 表示的意思是某物意在传达什么。
Chinese characters are intended to convey some sort of Chinese spirit.
OK， 那这就是今天为你带来的这篇新闻讲解。再次提醒大家，不要忘记关注我们的公众号“下说英文晨读”。恭喜你又听完一篇晨读。
Chinese tech brand Xiaomi is certainly one for experimentation. From transparent TVs to USB-powered fish tanks, seriously, the company is known for its weird and wonderful gadgets. But...If you were expecting its new logo revealed at the company's mega launch event to be as innovative as its products, prepare for disappointment. In a launch video, designer Kenya Hara claims that the new logo is not just a simple design of the shape, but it is in fact an encapsulation of Xiaomi's inner spirit. In fact, the logo is intended to convey the essence of a single word, alive.
Okay, then.